From deep in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami Audio Podcast. And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami. The NFL general managers are getting a bang for their buck this year. Last weekend, the four best teams in the National Football League won their playoff games to advance to the AFC and NFC championship games this coming Sunday. If you'd like to try to tell me that the Cincinnati Bengals are not one of the NFL's four best teams, go take a look at how many games they've lost in November. None. December. None. And January. None.
Yes.
For some reason, the average NFL fan, helped by fawning media, especially that over-caffeinated CBS sports analyst named Tony Romo, believed that Kansas City and Buffalo were the two best teams in the AFC. No, Tony. It's Cincinnati, which is the defending AFC champion, and the team which played in last year's Super Bowl. Going on the road last Sunday, the 14-4 Bengals destroyed Buffalo 27-10 in a game which was not nearly as close as that final score indicated. Hooday, indeed. The team which is referring to itself as the uninvited guest this year, the Cincinnati Bengals will travel to Kansas City on Sunday evening to play the 15-3 Chiefs for the AFC title. In San Francisco, the 49ers' Frankenstein-like collection of spare quarterback parts just defeated the Dallas Cowboys and their $40 million per year golden quarterback, Dak Prescott, by a 19-12 final score. 15-4 San Francisco now travels to 15-3 Philadelphia this Sunday with a chance to earn the NFC Championship trophy in advance to this year's Super Bowl game. Three of the four teams playing this coming weekend have all won 15 games. Only Cincinnati, which had a regular season game against Buffalo canceled after the collapse of Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, has only 14 wins. There are no flukes playing in this Sunday's two championship games. There are no underdogs to pull for, and no matter which teams come out of Philadelphia and Kansas City with a win on Sunday, the winners are worthy Super Bowl contestants. Can you remember a recent NFL season in which there wasn't at least one NFL surprise team playing in one of these two championship games? This year, I'm having trouble finding rooting interest. Each of the four teams is a worthy champion based on their season record, and there are going to be no surprise winners after this Sunday's two games. In reviewing last weekend's four semifinal games, only the Dallas Cowboys were able to keep their game in suspense until the last few minutes of the final quarter. But unfortunately for Dallas fans, their team's very expensive quarterback, Dak Prescott, was outplayed by the final pick in the final round of last spring's NFL draft. Yeah, he's pretty good. The NFL's 2022 winner of Mr. Irrelevant, the final person selected in the NFL draft, Brock Purdy, came into pro football after posting a very solid career as the quarterback of the Iowa State Cyclones. Now, see if this story sounds a bit familiar. As a college freshman, Brock Purdy was the team's third-string quarterback. After one quarterback became injured and the Iowa State backup quarterback was relatively ineffective, it was freshman Brock Purdy who was handed the football for the Cyclones. And Iowa State went 7-2 in those remaining games. And it was Brock Purdy who remained the starting quarterback for 3.5 more years as Iowa State posted a winning record in each of those seasons. My dad used to say, "So why is anybody surprised? This guy's been an exceptional football player ever since junior high school." Indeed. In the case of quarterback Brock Purdy, there was only one NFL team, though, which saw enough promise in him to select him with the final pick of the 2022 NFL draft. The San Francisco 49ers signed Brock Purdy to a four-year rookie contract, which is going to pay him about $870,000 this year. In case you're wondering, that's about 2% of the money that Dallas is going to pay Dak Prescott this year. In San Francisco's 19-12 win on Sunday, 49ers rookie quarterback Brock Purdy completed 19 passes in 27 attempts for 214 yards and no touchdowns. The Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott completed 23 out of 37 pass attempts for just 206 yards, one touchdown, but two interceptions. So let's give Brock Purdy the edge in that stat line competition. And more importantly, his football team won the game and is going to be playing in the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia this Sunday. For Dallas, it's now 0-27. Yeah, 27 years in a row without Dallas in an NFC Championship game. So who's putting these great teams all together? It's interesting to take a look at the general manager position for each of these four remaining football teams and see how they've assembled championship caliber franchises this year. The San Francisco 49ers general manager is NFL Hall of Fame defensive back John Lynch. A former third-round draft pick from Stanford University, Lynch was named to the NFL's All-Pro team 9 times, and he won a Super Bowl as a player in Tampa Bay during the 2002 season. Since taking the job as San Francisco's GM in 2017, John Lynch can now take a bow for selecting quarterback Brock Purdy at the end of the 7th round last spring. John Lynch is also the one, though, who can be questioned for trading up in the first round 2 years ago to go select a relatively unknown small college quarterback from North Dakota State, Trey Lance. Lance has been injured for more weeks than he's played in the NFL during his first 2 years. So when Trey Lance went down again early this season, it was general manager John Lynch who had smartly re-signed former starter Jimmy Garoppolo to a relatively cheap, if you call $6.5 million cheap, contract for backup duty. Jimmy Garoppolo has performed well, but he injured his foot and required surgery after week 13 of the season. Enter Mr. Irrelevant. With San Francisco's entire season on the line, it was going to be up to the biggest surprise in the NFL this year, Brock Purdy, to come off the bench as the rookie quarterback. Believe it or not, Purdy is still unbeaten, 8-0 as a starter since December, and he's going to be the 5th rookie quarterback to ever play in an NFL championship game this coming weekend. For the record, the other 4, Sean King, Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Flacco, and Mark Sanchez, all went 0-4. But Brock Purdy wears number 13, so we're going to see if his luck remains on his side this coming Sunday. The 49ers general manager John Lynch can be credited with picking a first-round dud, Trey Lance, but he should receive a lot of credit for patching things up with backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo and then selecting the biggest surprise of the year, quarterback Brock Purdy, with that last selection in the draft. There are similar stories to be told about the general managers in Philadelphia, Cincinnati, and Kansas City. The Philadelphia Eagles general manager is Howie Roseman, and in true Philadelphia spirit, he's either hailed as a genius, as in 2017 when Philly won their first and only Super Bowl, or an idiot after he drafted and overpaid for quarterback Carson Wentz. This year, Howie Roseman pleased the Eagle fans by signing free agent and former Tennessee Titans wide receiver A.J. Brown. And with Philadelphia now just 1 game away from another Super Bowl appearance, Howie Roseman is the toast of the town. Well, at least for this week. In Cincinnati, the team doesn't officially list a general manager. The Bengals are still very much controlled by the family of their founder, Paul Brown. The notoriously cheap Paul Brown was unwilling to spend big money to keep his players or to sign expensive free agents. Playing in one of the league's smallest TV markets, Cincinnati has had to be smart with their draft picks and frugal with their spending.
Excellent.
The Bengals' unofficial general manager has been director of player personnel Duke Tobin. The son of NFL executive Bill Tobin, the younger Tobin has been instrumental in selecting Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, wide receivers Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, and running back Joe Mixon. For Cincinnati Bengals fans, trying to find enough money to keep all or most of this core group is going to become a big challenge in the years to come for this historically frugal franchise. In Kansas City, the general manager is 45-year-old Brett Veach. He arrived in KC along with their current head coach, Andy Reid. And this tandem has helped the Kansas City Chiefs make it into the AFC Championship game for the 5th straight year. Prior to being promoted up to the general manager spot, it was Brett Veach who is generally credited with convincing Chiefs head coach Andy Reid to select a quarterback named Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech with the team's first pick in 2017. Now the team's general manager, Brett Veach has wisely identified a number of talented players in the draft, as well as signing budget-friendly free agents to help continue the Chiefs' recent run of success. So all 4 of the remaining NFL team's general managers has assembled a team this year which blends talented but generally not overpaid veterans and a host of contributing players still playing under their rookie contracts after being selected in the NFL draft. These championship-caliber teams are definitely getting the most bang for their payroll bucks. And regardless of what happens this coming weekend, this group of general managers is going to be hailed as highly successful for this season. But by this time next year, one or more of them might be on the hot seat if things don't go so well in 2023. Welcome to life in the National Football League. I'm Swamp Swami.